Books and Arts. Immigration on a Plate. A Bow in Every Steamer. The development of Chinese-American cuisine reflects the community's own upward trajectory.
For several years, beginning in the mid-2000s, devotees of Chinese food on America's East Coast obsessed over a mystery. Where was Peter Chang? A prodigiously talented and peripatetic chef, Mr. Chang bounced around eateries in the southeast. One day, diners at a strip mall restaurant in suburban Richmond or Atlanta might be eating standard egg rolls and orange chicken. The next, their table would be graced by exquisite pieces of aubergine the size of an index finger, greaselessly fried and dusted with cumin, dried chilies and Sichuan peppercorns, or by a soup made of pickled mustard greens and fresh sea bass, in its way as hauntingly perfect and austere as a Bach cello suite. A few months later, Mr. Chang would move on. He now seems to have settled down, running a string of restaurants bearing his name between Rockville, Maryland, and Virginia Beach. His latest, Q by Peter Chang, in a smart Washington suburb of Bethesda, may be his finest. The space is vast and quasi-industrial, with brushed concrete floors, massive pillars, and not a winking dragon in sight. Order a scallion pancake, and what appears is not the typical greasy disc, but an airy, volleyball-sized dough sphere. Jade shrimp with crispy rice comes under what looks like an upturned wooden bowl. Perhaps, you think, for the shells. On inspection, the bowl turns out to be the rice. Thumping through it with a spoon reveals perfectly cooked shrimp, floating in shamrock green sauce. A tab for two at Q can easily top three figures, several times the outlay on an average Chinese meal. Nor is Mr. Chang's the only such restaurant in the area. Like many big American cities, Washington has seen a rise in high-end Chinese cuisine. That is good news, and not just for well-heeled gourmands who can tell shui jiao from shui ju. The culinary trend is underpinned by two benign social ones. Chinese Americans are becoming wealthier and more self-confident, and customers are shedding old stereotypes about Chinese food. To put it another way, sometimes a dumpling is more than just a dumpling.